Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Stuart Wood, who's chief marketing officer of Torys, which has just recently launched a very unique thing, an iPhone app for lawyers. So I thought I'd catch up with Stuart to ask him a few questions about this unique product. And so the first question for you, Stuart, is why did Torys decide to build the iPhone app?
Thanks. The main reason we decided to do it is we like to explore a little bit, different ways of communicating with our clients, making sort of small investments to see which ways our clients like to receive information from us and, how they like to read things or watch things. And, we have a lot of original content in terms of articles, bulletins, videos, that kind of thing. And, the app seemed to be an interesting, avenue to explore and see if people would use it.
So what exactly does the application do?
It does a few things. The landing page of the app sort of shares a lot of the recent news from the firm, which is really our Twitter feed. But assumption is that a lot of our clients don't actually, see that news necessarily on Twitter. So this is a convenient way to share it with them. All of our articles and bulletins are available to be read at your convenience, through the app. There's also a way to access our company directory so that you can view the bios of all of our lawyers and get all their contact information sort of on the go. And then all of the videos that are available on the firm's YouTube channel are also available through the app. And then the last thing that we added was that using the GPS capability of the iPhone, wherever you are, if you happen to be in Toronto or New York and we're looking for directions to our office, you can, tap that section of the app and it will provide you with directions from wherever you are to our office.
I know this sometimes happens when new technologies launch. Any surprises? It's just been launched, I guess, a week or so, although I'm sure it was being tested internally for a while.
The biggest surprise, I think the natural assumption is that the majority of our clients use a BlackBerry, and it's a bit unclear how many iPhones are in the hands of our clients right now. But it's been a surprise how engaged the people who have downloaded the app have been. A lot of clients have sent notes to their lawyers about the app and have made, a number of suggestions as to things they'd like to see, added or changed about the app. Minor things, but certainly indicating that they like it and, intend to use it. And here's a couple ways you could make it, even more user-friendly for me. And, it's great to see them engaging with us like that.
Yeah, I know. I on our own site, I'm getting suggestions all the time, and those usually are always actually the best suggestions because those are people that actually...
Yeah, exactly.
I assume it took a while to build this, so in terms of doing any sort of enhancements, you're already getting suggestions. I guess it depends on how complicated they are. But are there any enhancements already planned, or you sort of taking a wait-and-see approach at this point?
We're still collecting information. It's still very early. It does take a little while to develop an app, and so we planned out what we wanted to, have contained within the app, and we would, sort of collect a series of those enhancements and put out a second generation at some point. But we don't have any sort of intention to sort of tinker with it until we've collected a little bit more, feedback from our clients.
Well, I don't have an iPhone myself. I am one of those BlackBerry people, but I do intend, when I get my hands on an iPhone through a friend, to check it out myself. So I appreciate your time. This is definitely something that I guess we've all been waiting for, to see the first firm do something like that, and I'm glad to see that someone has.
Yeah, and the second one followed pretty closely after us.
Oh, really?
Morrison and Forster in the United States has put out an app that's also, I think, extremely well done.
Well, I'll have to think. My co-editor on the site is Dave Lynn, who was a partner there, and I don't think he even knows about it because he hasn't said anything.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks, Stuart.
Okay, thank you.